On University of West Georgia Week, what is the pyramid model and how can it help preschool classrooms? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chelsea Morris, Assistant Professor of Early Childhood Special Education, explains.
National data shows preschool children are being suspended and expelled. Misbehavior of children at this age is often developmentally normative or a symptom of other life experiences like trauma, insecure housing, or lack of social opportunities. More concerning, children of color, boys, and children with disabilities experience discipline practices at disproportionately higher rates. Some suggest that creating policies that ban suspension and expulsion of young children is the best way to solve this issue. However, in our recent policy analysis, we found only 15 states with this legislation, many not comprehensive enough to apply or understand. Banning children's removal also does not mean the challenging instances stop. In more than 25 classrooms with hundreds of children, we utilized practice-based coaching to implement and measure the impact of the pyramid model, a social-emotional framework for intervention and support in early childhood classrooms. Our findings have indicated that teachers, families, and children all respond positively to pyramid model practices aimed at building high-quality environments and positive nurturing relationships. By helping others understand the pyramid model through training and resource development, school communities now have one pathway to provide holistic support to young children and their families. As a teacher educator, I model what I expect my students to do. For me, this means applying the pyramid model practices to college classrooms. Even older students need high-quality environments and positive nurturing relationships. I focus on flexible scheduling, a welcoming office, and gradeless environments. I hope my support in early childhood classrooms and in my own college classroom help eliminate many of the systemic barriers to learning.
And that was Chelsea Morris of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.